This is the Blind Geek Zone, Blind Geek Zone podcast for March 26th, 2021. Hey everybody, this is Rick. Hope everybody is doing well. I just wanted to get on here and make a brief update about some goings on with the Blind Geek Zone website. I am going to temporarily close the existing website here in the very near future. I need to do some backups of everything. And then what is going to happen is we'll close the site down and I'm going to seek out other hosting. I've got one or two options here of what should be much more affordable hosting with much more available storage. Currently, I'm paying $53 a month for my virtual managed hosting, and that gives me a total of 32 gigabytes of storage for everything that I am running. We're getting pretty close to that limit, and I do not want to purchase more expensive hosting at this point. And also, I've had a lot of accessibility issues with the management system that Future Hosting is using. I'm usually able to email them and get them to do whatever I need. So that's one nice thing about managed hosting. You know, they'll definitely pretty much do whatever you need whenever you need it. But the site is just, like I said, we're getting near the limits. And I have wanted to bring back the Blind Cool Tech Archive, which requires nearly another 60 gigabytes of storage to make that happen. And I also want to have future flexibility of, being able to grow, being able to accept podcasts from people. And so we got roughly 90 gigs or so with those two combined, and the cost through Future Hosting for even 100 gigs is very high, and I don't know that I can actually get it at this point. I think they had stopped those options. I was grandfathered in at one point, and I should have just left it be, but I didn't. But anyways, there's a place up in Canada that offers very affordable hosting. Appears to be a reputable place, good place. They have hosting with storage of 2 terabytes. I need to look and see what the other options are as far as, you know, how many domains I can run, you know, things like that. You know, need to have enough power CPU-wise to run WordPress on the Blind Geek Zone. Plus, I have one other small WordPress site running and a couple other little just regular HTML web pages running. So I need to make sure I can do that. And if not, somebody I know here locally already runs hosting through the place, and he said he could host me perhaps for something like $25 a month, depending on what my requirements are. So I may talk to him about that and just do it through him and have him manage my hosting and all of that. So, but it's the first time here that I've really had an option. I've had a lot of people say, you know, yeah, I can host you, I can do this, I can do that. But you know, most of these things are running out of basements and whatever, and they're not reliable. You know, I don't know the person's going to be here next month or next year, but what I'm being offered right now, I know, isn't going anywhere. So I definitely want to take advantage of it. And like I said, it will allow us to grow. It'll allow the Blind Cool Tech Archive, which has always been very, very popular. You know, I hated pulling that down when I did, but I just financially couldn't handle it anymore. And I wasn't getting enough support out there with donations, you know, to keep that active. So that's my big goal, is to get that back up and running and give me future capabilities to grow as well. And that's going to be a good thing. Hopefully we can get some room and we can get some people podcasting. I've had a lot of podcasts come up from George. Thank you, man. And I apologize for not getting any of that posted. I've just been in limbo here the last couple of months trying to figure out how to keep the website going and how to be able to expand it and get costs to a little bit more affordable rates per month. The $53, actually it's $54 a month, it's pretty expensive. You know, that's over $600 a year, plus my domain pricing and stuff as well, you know, to keep my domains active. And, you know, so I just wanted to get on here and let you guys know what was going on. So you see the site disappear. It's not going to disappear forever. Hopefully it won't be more than a few weeks or a month, but it will disappear and then it will come back. So I will definitely keep you guys all updated as to when I think it will close. So just keep looking on the website. I'll have something probably posted on the front page saying at what point I expect it to close. I'm hoping it will be here by mid-April, but I'm not sure of that quite yet. I got to do some backing up. I've got to back everything up and make sure I have everything stored away here so I can move it to the new hosting. All right. I do hope everybody is doing well. Doing well here. Like I said, on my last update, I've moved. I am in a new apartment, and things are going well here. Still working, still trying to battle the corona. I got my Pfizer shots here few weeks ago, so got all that done, all that good stuff. Doing well, and I hope all of you are as well. So stay well, and I, like I said, will update you with what will be going on with the website, and hopefully once we're back up and running, we'll have a much more interesting website and some abilities to grow in the future. All right, take it easy, everybody, and I will catch back up with you real soon. Thanks, and goodbye for now.